Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Back in the house doing mortgage talk where all of you love to hear all about home purchases and home equity loans and refinances on a Saturday morning. You get up, it's bright and sunny outside, it's about to be at 170 outside, and you're saying, okay, now it's time to talk about mortgages. I don't know if that's adding fuel to the fire or if it's cooling you down, this mortgage talk.
Is it just supposed to be 170 today?
Well, the cold front came through.
It was nice.
Anyway, I am Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I am here with Tress Collins and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things you got in store for us today, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba?
Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here.
You're here to talk, huh?
Yeah, here.
No,
talk mortgages.
No golf going on
golf
this weekend?
Today, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a tournament.
Is that like Grapevine?
Yeah.
That's Grapevine. Where all the tournaments are.
Well, that's the association I play in. So
you paying for $10,000?
10,000 rubies?
No?
No.
You look very golfy today.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes. I don't know. That's a new word, golfy.
It's a look.
Yes.
Like
yes. So we got our Silver Falls State Park shirt on today. You always have something on your shirt. It always says something. What is Silver Falls State Park?
It's a park in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful waterfalls, great hiking trails.
It's yeah.
Lovely.
Very nice. Very nice. Yes. Well, we want to talk about your home loan today. A lot going on. Mortgage rates, it's a crazy world out there right now. You know what you're going to get. Every week's different. This week, the mortgage rates came down a little bit. In the industry is providing some challenges to all of us, to you at home trying to get into your houses. Where are the rates? We don't know. They've been moving in a quarter to a half a point increments weekly, up and then down, and then back up and then back down. And so it's hard to get a beat on it. And so when you're at home and you're trying to think about what am I going to do, just know they moved down a little bit this week. The Federal Reserve next week is supposed to announce that they're going to raise the short-term rates. Those are not mortgages. They're raising short-term loans that banks give to each other. That's the Fed rate. It's a short-term rate that banks charge each other to give each other money back and forth. That's not a mortgage. Mortgage is long-term money given to you, the consumer, for 30 years or 15 years. Or such, and so those short-term rates, when they are increased, can have an impact of decreasing the long-term rates. We've seen it time and time again. We're at that point now where sometime in the next two meetings, the Federal Reserve is going to probably have to slow down their increases of the short-term rates, unless the intention is to break everything. And so right now, the mortgage world is slowed down. But there are options for you to get cash out of your home, to pay off long-term credit card debt that's at high rates. those rates are going to keep going up. You know, those credit card rates are adjustable rates. Adjustable rates are impacted by short-term rates. Short-term rates like the Fed rate. Those are impacted, the short-term adjustable rates. When you get a fixed rate long-term, you know, people want inflation to come down. And if people ever get the idea that inflation is going to come down, then these rates are going to be stabilizing. Right now, they came down a little bit this week. So if you want to find out where your rate might be right now, make sure you text us. If you're trying to buy a home, we want this information. How much money do you make per year? What's your credit score? What kind of down payment do you have? We'll let you know about how much home you can buy. On a cash out refinance, let us know what your rate is, how much you owe on your house, you know, what it's worth.
I don't want to know what your rate is.
You know what? what we want to know is how much cash you need to lower these debts. Because if you have $20,000 in credit card debts or $30,000 in credit card debts, or you can't afford gas money or food money, or your kid's going to college and you need to get your stock, your 401k already dropped 30%. You think, I need to get some cash out so I can keep the finances moving. And so a lot of people are getting equity out of their home in Texas and still have 40% equity remaining in their house. The average cash out here at TexasLending.com is about 60% of the value of the house. So they still have a lot of equity. That's why it's not like 2008. Because in 2008, people were getting 100% financing on their houses, and then there was no equity, and people didn't have jobs when they were qualifying or income. Now people have jobs that have been qualified, and they have equity. And so people will list their house for sale if they get behind. It's going to be a little bit different this time. And so you, as a homeowner, have some options, and we want to answer your questions for you. That's how we do it here. Text us. What's the number, Tress?
972-387-4600.
You know what? I'm going to have you do our phone number for all of our commercials. See, when you come in with a passion, it makes it like a whole different thing. You see, when you dial our number, we should have your number. You should have you saying that every time they think about TexasLending.com. Okay.
All right.
So Tress has got energy. So what are you doing this weekend? Are you house hunting?
No, we have put house hunting on hold this weekend because we're moving into an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Because our house sold. So we have to be out of our house. So we're making a home base out of an apartment with a short-term lease while we continue our new home hunting.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
And where is this new place that you're going to be living?
Palestine.
You're moving. That's 2 hours from here.
It is.
That's a long drive.
How is your Saturday mornings going to go?
They're going to go fine.
So now you're going to be traveling to Dallas, traveling all over. So with Palestine, you can get anywhere in Texas in 2 hours, as long as you don't go west of. As long as you don't go west of Brownwood.
Right. Brownwood is a little farther out. Yeah. They have a tasty Mexican restaurant there, though.
Yeah.
They do.
That's good. You guys go everywhere.
We do.
You
we
guys
got
to write
trip.
A book. Yes.
Oh. But guess where I'm going in November?
Whoa.
You are going insane?
You're going to Ireland.
No, I'm going to Scotland.
Close.
Oh.
Yes. My son's getting married there.
Oh, yeah. And aren't you playing golf over there at St. Andrews?
Because that's what I do, Gary.
Yeah. Okay. Trust loves golf. Her favorite thing. You ever seen the Clockwork Orange? Now, you got to be of a certain age to even know what that means. But if you wanted to have Tress, if you wanted to have Tress want to jump out of a 10-story window, turn on a golf event on TV. You tape her eyes open and make her watch golf on TV.
That sounds awful.
Okay, here's your choices. You can eat lint. You can watch golf on TV. Or you can wash Uncle Bubba's feet. Which one would be the... I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, right there, Tress.
Man, you have to come back to me.
All right, yeah, right now. Yes, we might have to take a break earlier so Tress can go, so she can brush her teeth and clean her mouth out from the little stuff that came up out of her. Okay, so inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah,
you've been on the front lines lately.
Yeah,
what's going on?
It's basically cash out city. You know, that's about all that we're doing loans on that in the refinance, you know, area. But there's still a lot of purchase going on. It seems like the market's freeing up a little bit, you know, for people to be able to buy homes. So.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes. There are home values that are stabilizing.
Yeah.
And there are
maybe not so much craziness.
Yes, not the $50,000 over. I went on Zillow just to see what's going on. I saw price decreased. Just some of them were overpriced a little bit. You know, some of those prices weren't real. And so now they're getting real. And so now, you know what? There's still a lot of equity. They can sell their house and get equity. I was talking to somebody the other day. So someone's gonna be watching our dogs when we leave for our next trip. And their next door neighbor had their home listed for $495, and when it got done, it sold for $415.
Wow!
So now I don't think it was worth $495. As a matter of fact, I think $415 is generous.
Okay.
So I think that there were some unreal prices out there.
Did it need a lot of work or
no? It's just people were bidding. They were selling their house for 25% more than what it was worth. You know what I mean? What if we got to this world that we're in? Now we're in a world where we're going to start seeing some real good price discovery, and I think it's healthy, and I think that it's going to be better for home buyers and home sellers. Will still have equity and they can make money when they sell them.
Home buyers, it's me.
Trust
I'm
excited. Okay, so we want your questions, 972-387-4600. I want to buy a house. I'm sitting at home. I want to take advantage of this new world we're living in. Mm-hmm. Rates came down a little bit this week. What are you looking at for a home purchase?
News.
Between 5 and 5.5 on a home purchase?
Yeah, right there. 5.375, something like that.
Somewhere 30-year.
Oh, and no points. Yeah.
And then your 15 years are in the mid-upper fours.
740 credit, 20%.
Mid-upper fours. So we're not talking, some of these rates are getting in the sixes. You know, I still see a cash out up around six, especially if you have a lower credit score, lower loan amount, high equity position. Not a high equity, you have a low equity position. But, we're starting to see some rates, upper fours to low fives for these 30 years, for 15 years, and 30-year mortgages. So, hey, this is a great opportunity for you to get out there, get that home loan, and text us at 972-387-4600. Trust, looks like you got a question.
We do. Are you ready?
Yes.
First-time home buyer, FICO score of 771, income of $57,000 with $12,000 available to put down. I have zero debt and would like to qualify for a $350,000 home. Will this be possible? Also, what happened to football mortgage? LOL.
Well, First of all,
it's coming.
They got rid of insane asylums a while back, didn't they? Do they still have them?
They still have them.
They used to have movies about them all the time. You know,
they still
have those movies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the person that talked about football mortgage is always got one foot in the insane asylum, and so if we ever want to bring football mortgage back, mortgage football.
Mm-hmm.
Then first we're going to have to send out TexasLending.com sponsored meth to all the listeners so you can get through it, okay? And so, unfortunately, the person that created mortgage football is sitting 10 feet from me right now, and their laser eyes burning through my head.
So, there's that. Right. But okay, back to their question.
So this person's got a great credit score, 771, Bubba.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then they have $57,000 of income. Let's just call it $5,000 a month. So they might be able to afford themselves a $1,600 mortgage payment. Okay? And so a $1,600 mortgage payment is 33% of their monthly income. And so that's $57,000. Yeah. So anyway, they might be able to make it's more than that. So it's going to be about
22.
So somewhere around $1,800 a month, something like this. Okay. And so $1,800 a month, $230,000 mortgage.
Well, it also depends on if it's $5,700 their gross or their net income.
Well, it says they make $57,000 a year.
$57,000.
And the other thing is they have $12,000 deposit, down payment.
Right.
So if you put 3% down on a conventional mortgage, which their credit score says I can get a conventional mortgage, first time home buyer. 3% down minimum for conventional. That's the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac down payment requirement for a first-time home buyer, and that comes with different rates and APRs for everybody. But that would be they have the down payment available. They'll probably get to pay some closing costs too. But they're probably looking at $240,000 purchase with down payment somewhere in there. That's about what they're gonna. They have zero debt. Now here's the thing. Bubba. Mm-hmm. They said they have zero debt. Sometimes some of those debt to income ratios can get squeezed. They can increase because that debt to income in a house, if you can keep it under 33%, you're typically okay. But if this person doesn't have a car payment or any other debt, they might be able to get it up to 35, 36, 38%. And the computer might say, yay. It can even go higher than that in some cases. So, well, we'd have to check and see. I would call our home purchase team to see what amount you can get qualified for. It's a free call. It's a free pre-approval. We will look and see what the computer – we'll see when the computer breaks, okay, when the computer says no, 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 no. And it says when it does that, that means you got to buy less than that, okay? Yeah. So you got to go less than that.
Yeah, you always have to remember that there's taxes and insurance involved, and then you also have what they call mortgage insurance for anything if less than 20% down. So that all adds to a lot of times
you
I'll talk to people and
too.
they look at the home calculator and says that they can afford a payment of $1,100-something a month, but then you have to add the taxes, insurance, mortgage, and then in that payment's all of a sudden $2,000 a month.
Yeah. Well, you can go and text us right now at 972-387-4600. You can call our loan officers, same number, 972-387-4600. We have pleasant people ready to take your phone call. Mm-hmm. The creator of Mortgage Football looks sad. We will try to cheer him up so that the rest of the world could also be happy. We'll get to that after this message. It is on 105.3 The Fan. Anyway. We have a lot going on here in the TexasMoney.com business. It is the mortgage world, and the mortgage world is down about 60% year over year, and some the refinances are down 80%. Cash outs are still going. People are still getting cash. People have cash needs, and some of you need to get your cash presented properly. And you know, with the rates coming back down a little bit this week, it's going to make it easier. And I think we're going to land in a nice happy spot between 4% and 5%. Right now, we're in the low fives, mid to low fives for a lot of home purchase conventional loans. And I think that you're going to be able to find, as the rates come down, I don't see them going back down to 2% or 2.5% or 3%. And I think if you can find a rate between 4% and 5%, and that's the way the world's going to be for the foreseeable future, hopefully inflation does not continue to grow at 10%. Unless everyone gets a 10% raise every year too, then okay. But not everyone even has a job. You know, that reminds me. You know, we're talking about football here. You have questions we got to get to?
We have a question.
We got to get to those first.
Okay.
People's questions are more important than my blathering sometimes. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
99% of the time is still sometimes. Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah. If I have $100,000 in other debts I'd like to pay off and my current rate is 3%, assuming I have the equity, does it make more sense to do a home equity loan versus a cash out refinance? If so, what are the typical loan terms on home equity loans? And then they say, I'm sorry, my mortgage rate is 3%.
So they're at 3%. Okay, so they have $100,000 in debts. If they're short-term debt, like a year or two, you know, then you might not want to put that into a long-term mortgage. But if they're long-term debts, credit cards and are at 15 and 20%, 25%, you might want to get those things reduced. One, because the cash flow increases a lot. The $100,000 in debts, if those things are credit cards, those $100,000 in debts, and they can get those things paid off. I mean, this person, if that $100,000 in debts is credit cards, that's probably $4,000 a month that they're paying. On a mortgage of $100,000, you know, they might be paying $600 a month. So let's say that again. And that $600 a month is with taxes and insurance and everything included, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is $100,000 in debts at $4,000 a month to pay off that debt. If they got it into a mortgage, they can probably save $3,400 a month by putting it into a longer term fixed payment kind of thing that's not adjustable. Moving up, because credit cards will change as adjustable rates go, as the Federal Reserve changes the short term rates, that affects short term rates, short term adjustable rates like credit cards, mm-hmm. right? Things that are less than a couple years and 3 years will get impacted most by the Federal Reserve raising rates. Longer-term rates can come down. When people think there's a recession coming, you'll hear every once in a while, if you ever run into economics, and I don't want anyone's head to explode, but what you'll hear is this thing called the yield curve inversion. What that means is that short-term rates get higher than long-term rates. the yield curve. So the yield is the rate. So the rate on the short term goes higher. You start getting these short term rates at 3, 3.5, and 4, and you start seeing mortgages at 3.5 and 3. You know, so the longer term rates can come down. This person wants to put longer term debt that is adjustable, and they want to get it fixed. And so, if they wanted to get a cash out loan, for our purposes, Bubba, they'd have to get an appraisal on the house.
Right.
We have to see how much you owe on the house. We have to see how much cash you have available to get out of the house. Because in Texas, you can only borrow up to 80% of the value of your house when you're getting cash out. Why only 80%? Because it protects all of our little greedy hands and greedy mortgage companies from taking all of the equity out and leaving you with nothing. And then if you lost your job and you had to sell it, you couldn't sell it because you had nothing, no equity to, you know. So that 20% buffer, once that's built into that house, it protects the sanctity of our neighborhoods and the value of our neighborhoods, so that if someone had to get out of a house, they'd sell it.
And it's something we learned from 2008, basically, because now across the country,
that's what everyone does.
It's 85% everywhere except for Texas.
Yeah, it's 80% in Texas, 85% everywhere else. But here's the deal: when they pass, they being them, it's always them. That's. They back in 1997, when the law was created passed in Texas, the wizards of the people put this in the Constitution of Texas. It's part of the Constitution. They said, thou shall not take more than 80% of the value out of the house. It's because people thought that back in the 1800s, that early 1900s, that there were people robbing people's land by putting liens on those loans that couldn't be paid off. So anyway, there was a lot of that scaredness. And so when people created the Texas cash out rule, they created that rule. And when 2008 hit, Texas was not hit as hard as everywhere else, because we had equity in our homes still.
And the scores were worse here than they were worse here.
People were borrowing 125% of the value of the house out of
California.
Places. So this person, we got to find out what the value of your home is, how much you owe on your house. If they send us another text, we might be able to get them some good solid information about how much money they might be able to get out. And 15-year rates are lower than 30-year rates. We got to take a look and see. Just your rate will depend on how much you borrow versus the value of your house and your credit score. Those are going to be your two biggest impacts here, you know, if you're getting cash out. All right. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is trying to be nice to me. He's about to tell me something bad because he brought me some coffee. That means he's trying to butter me up before the big fall. Tress, any more questions?
Not at the moment.
That means
not at
you,
the moment.
At home, have the opportunity to text us right now at 972-387-4600. What I was going to talk about earlier, before we went to questions, is this. This is the biggest paradigm that people got to get over, and we got to figure out in this world. There used to be a day when gold and silver, those were the currencies of the world. And there are other currencies that only can be provided at certain times of night by certain kinds of people. Those occur. So it's certain parts of town. And so, but gold and silver for many years were the currency. And so if someone had all the gold, then they had all the money in the world. And so wars were fought because of it. When a king ran out of money to pay his knights, the king had to go to war against, like, had to say bad things about their neighbor and go to war and take all their gold, okay? Then they created this thing called paper money that they can print electronically. There was a little bit that happened in between there, but that's just kind of just fly all over that.
Tulips.
And now, then at one rubies. Time in Holland, tulips,
yeah, tulips
were used as currency. It was the rage of the land. Someone brought some tulips from the Middle East, and they said, this is crazy. I love these things. So people started trading tulips, kind of like Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yeah.
So, like, we're going to use all this tulips to pay for everything. Then no one wanted the tulips anymore, so everyone went broke. Okay. So now we have this thing where paper money, and people have trillions. I mean, our government has trillions of dollars of income a year. Our overlords make $5 trillion to $6 trillion a year that they make through tax. They've got more taxes this year. There are 15% more taxes going to our government this year than any year prior. 15% more. So they got a 15% raise in the federal government. Mm-hmm. Did you at home? Okay, so anyway. This is the dichotomy. This is the paradigm issue. There used to be a day back when you were born and your neighbor had a couple bits. They had a couple bits of silver. Okay, and for you to make it in the world, you had to figure out how to get a couple bits of silver. Now, when you are born unto the world, anyone who is born unto the world is born with nothing unless they have a trust fund. Okay, so unless they don't have a trust fund, they're born with nothing. And they're going up against people who have trillions.
They get a complimentary hat.
They're going up against, they don't just got to get a couple bits. They can't just go buy, you can't just go buy a couple Jolly Ranchers for a penny. If you had 5 cents, you can get 10 Jolly Ranchers back in my day. And so now you got to figure out how to get, you got to get money. And so there's a huge cavern between the guy that's got a trillion or whoever it is, that some other person's got a trillion, and the person that's born with nothing. And that's the thing we got to figure out. How does that work? You know, is only some people going to figure out how to, you know, and if you get a little bit of money, you can't go up against the people that got trillions or billions or hundreds of billions. So that is the challenge. That is the challenge of the world. And that's just something I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking about how do we, you know, that person born into the world today with all the mess that's going on. And yeah, you have all this inflation. No, who can afford $5 a gallon for gas if, you know, you're a kid, you're a kid and your parents, okay, you're 18, you're out of the house. And now you you're making 10 bucks an hour so you can get 2 gallons of gas, you know? And so anyway, that's the stuff that I drive around. When you see me driving around and I'm looking like, or just walking around and I'm walking into days and I'm like walking into walls, I'm thinking about these things. And you don't have to think about it. I'm doing it for you. But I don't know if I'm going to come up with any answers for anyone anytime soon. So anyway, Tress, what's got? Any questions?
No, not yet, but we're got to go to break.
Tress says we got to go to break. When we come back, we want to talk about more about mortgages. You at home, how do you get that $500,000 home? The average home sale in this country, the average home sale was $420,000 last month. $420,000 was the average home sale. So the average builder is building for over $500,000 now. How do you get part of that $500,000? And you know how you do it? You call TexasLandy.com. 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
Live.
We are back.
Inappropriate Uncle Kevin.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We are coming back here on the show here. We are back. And inappropriate Uncle Bubba has no filter.
What?
If you go to Christmas at inappropriate Uncle Bubba's family with all the grandchildren, he is the grandfather that's walking around in boxer shorts and black socks up to his knees. That's him walking around. Yes.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah. I don't have any black socks.
Well, so he's walking around barefooted with boxer shorts on
at Christmas morning.
Are you a white socks with black shoes kind of guy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what he's wearing today? Is that what he's wearing today? I can't see him this side of the table.
These are my gray golf shoes.
All right.
They're slippers.
All
they
right.
Are.
So, anyway, enough talk about Bubba's feet today.
Oh, my gosh.
Tress already had to go to the – she already
That's
had
That's so
to,
corny.
We are talking about – we are talking about all right. We got to get back to mortgage talk here because people have walls they want to crash into in their cars. And so there are options. You know, you can drive down the road enjoying your day and you can listen to music or you can listen to – we make sports so much more fun to listen to after you listen to the mortgage show. You see, it can only get better. Your day.
Yeah. So, I
had a fun thing that happened this week. So I was talking with a customer, and they were wanting to do a cash-out loan. Their credit scores were a little on the lower side, but I noticed that they had two small medical collections. So I said, if you call and pay those off and then get me a letter saying that they're deleted.
By the way, no mortgage collections can be too small, by the way.
Yeah, medical collections.
Yes.
So was able to do a rescore, and their credit score went up 60 points by removing two medical collections. And that's something new that's
yes,
come
if you,
across. Yes,
if you move medical collections from
move,
your credit score.
Remove.
If you move them off of your credit report.
Yeah.
And you can get your credit scores increased.
Yes.
And we can help you. We can help you take a look at your credit, give you ideas of how to get that credit. It's just Bobo, you've seen tens of thousands of credit reports.
Yes.
You can tell someone, hey, do this.
Yeah, and do this, do that.
Yep. Call TexasSunny.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply.
All right, we have more questions. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. I have a 780 credit score, house appraised for 475, and I owe 290. What interest rate can I get, and how much home can I afford? We will use the equity for the down payment. So they're looking to move.
Okay. The house appraised at 475, somewhere between 425 and 475. Just be prepared. And then they owe 290.
How much cash out can they get?
How much home can they afford?
How much home can they afford? I don't.
That's what they want to know. So we need to know how much money they make. And so it doesn't tell us how much money they make. We don't know how much money, how much you can afford until we know your income.
Are they planning to sell the house that they
own? It says it looks like it is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They want to sell their home and find out how much home they can get. We need to know your income. We know your credit score. And let us know how much money you want to put down. They said they will use their equity for down. So they have a lot of down. Mm-hmm. And so we want to help you with that. Text us your income, and we will answer that question for you. Tress.
Okay, so we have follow-up information from our text earlier in the show. They were the people who wanted to pay off the $100,000 in other debts. They said, according to Zillow, their home is worth about $600,000. They owe $398. Credit score is around 720. And then he says, my biggest mental hurdle is figuring out whether I should raise the rate on the house to pay off the other debts or just hold tight until rates come down a little. So their other debts are personal loans that they had to use to do some things around the house.
Yeah.
And most loans are 7 to 15 years at 6 to 13%.
Yeah, so the thing is their home's worth 600.
These are the new low rates.
600K, the maximum cash out is 480, and they owe 400. Mm-hmm. So they have about 80 grand that they might be able to do this to. So their biggest hurdle, they say, is here's the question. Is your cash flow such that you can pay these other debts? Pay off the highest interest rate one first, if you can do it without getting the cash out, if you don't have to raise your rate. Well, getting a mortgage is an option for accessing equity. It's an option for getting cash out of your house. It's an option to pay off debts and lower your payments. If it makes sense, then do it. Mm-hmm. If there are other options, then use the many options that are available in the United States to get yourself your finances in order. If mortgages is one of them, and we're here to help, and that's what we're going to do. And so this person right here, call and take a look and see if what those payments are. Some of those are 7 to 15 year loans, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the issue is this. If those rates are at 15% and it's a big chunk and it's got to be paid off in half the time, like 7 years, and it's really just gouging their cash flow such that they can't live or breathe or it stresses them out, get your cash flow in order. When mortgage rates do go down, you can always refinance it.
Because it's just equity cost.
Try to get the cash out with the lowest closing cost possible so you're not eating up any more equity. And then when you refinance again without closing cost if you can. At those loan amounts, you should be able to get a no to low closing cost mortgage. Mm-hmm. You can get a no closing cost mortgage. So you get it into the rate. When the rates go back down, refinance again with no closing cost. And right now, you're trying to keep your cash flow going. You don't want to get over your skis in terms of my debts are $5,000 a month and I only bring home $4,000 a month. That's a problem. So let's get the cash flow such that you can eat, right?
Comfortably.
Yes, comfortably. Like the good ramen noodles, you know? The stuff with, like the beef
flavor.
Not the
27 cent ones.
Yes, you want the 35 cent ramen here.
Get the 35 cent ramen.
Yeah, I lived off that for years,
I still do. I mean,
plethora of other people. Okay,
I don't eat noodles.
I throw some chicken.
I got rid of
noodles.
Noodles no longer exist in my life.
Well, that makes me sad, but let's go back to another question.
Yeah.
So we have more information from the person who they're selling their home. They're using the equity from the sale of their home for a down payment of a new home. They make $120,000 a year. They're planning to sell, and they're moving to Oklahoma, if that matters.
Oh, my
God. Oh, they're moving to Oklahoma? What, do they think they're a ballast or something?
They are.
All right. So I've never said that before.
Don't say it again. We're good. Just answer
all
the
right.
question, sir.
They make $10,000 a month, so they should be able to afford themselves $3,300 a month. And how much home can they buy? They're going to have themselves $150,000 for a down payment. They're probably going to be able to get themselves a $550,000 house. And if they can get them or more, I mean, that $10,000 of income might be able to get them $3,800 a month of a mortgage payment. So might be able to get a $500,000 mortgage. I'm going to say you can go out on a limb and say they might qualify for that. And so anyway, with that down payment, that's a mortgage. So somewhere, I would say somewhere around $500,000 to $600,000 house. Their home is appraised at $475,000. The question, can they get the home that they want?
Mm-hmm.
With that $10,000, that's $10,000 a month before taxes.
I'd say yes.
So they make $10,000 a month before taxes. So they're probably bringing home $7,000 to $7,300 a month, somewhere in that ballpark. So probably $7,000 a month. And so, yeah, that $3,300 of mortgages, yeah. So I would say $600,000 house at $150,000 down. They should be able to get into that.
All right.
Well, best wishes to you, and hope you find something nice.
They're moving to Oklahoma.
Depends on where in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just in Henrietta, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We have kids who live in Bixby, just south of Tulsa. Yeah.
There's a lot of different towns. We can go over all of them if you want.
Yeah, no. It's just like we loan everywhere.
Okay.
We loan everywhere.
All right.
Hey, well, we do loans. We have people that do loans in Oklahoma, so that's true.
So there's that. Yeah, there's give us a call.
We are licensed in Oklahoma at yes. TexasLending.com.
OklahomaLending.com.
Yes. I just can't call it TexasLendingAndAroundUs.com. It doesn't.
TexasLendingAndAroundUs.com.
All right, go Tishamingo, online and apply. 972-387-4600. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Broken bow.
Is in true form. We're coming back after more messages. I want to fight through the fan.
Paul.
We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show.
Talking air conditioning.
Yes.
We just talk. We are the kids that your parents had to come downstairs and say, shut up and go to bed.
Yeah, I was kind of, yeah.
Good to be a fly on the wall and turn the brakes.
All right. We are talking about mortgages, and we want to share with you how to save money, how to get money, how to get your finances aligned using a mortgage. We've been around for over 20 years. We're TexasLending.com. We're here in North Dallas. We're doing loans all over Texas. We do loans in about 9 different states right now. That's going to expand sometime soon, as long as the world of mortgages keeps going. Mm-hmm. So we want to help you with your mortgage. Make sure you call TexasLending.com, and we'll be happy to help. Tress.
All right. More questions. Are you all ready?
Yes.
$50,000 in credit card debt at around 12%. Mortgage of $430,000 at 3.25%. Home value is 675. Credit score of 800. Cash out refinance makes no sense because I'd be refinancing the entire mortgage at 2 points higher when I only need $50,000.
Yeah.
What is available in home equity loans as far as rate and terms?
Yeah. So I would say you're going to need to call a bank.
Or credit.
For the home equity line of credit.
But
line of credit.
If you did a cash out before, you can't do a home equity line of credit. Or if you have a cash out loan on your house right now, a home equity.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can only have one home equity loan at a time.
Yep. That's part of the rules of the 80% back then.
And I'm going to tell you this. This person's at 3.25%. And sometime between now and the end of the year, something will break if the Fed just keeps on raising rates. Something will break. The stock market will. It went down a little bit, 25%, and it's gone up a little bit this month. But it could very well, if the Fed keeps raising rates, that stock market could drop another 25%. And other things will get broken. And as things get broken, the mortgage rates, you might find them closer to where this person's, I want to say closer, 4%. You might find mortgage rates back at 4% here sometime by the end of the year, potentially. This is my new vision of the world. Unless gas goes to $12 a gallon, you know, if there's more international conflicts and all supply chains get broken. But I can't bet on that. I have to bet on what the Federal Reserve is doing with their rates of increase in the short-term rates. So if the Fed keeps doing what they're doing, at some point between now and the end of the year, I see mortgage rates being, you know, closer to 4% than they are, right? Maybe half the 1% lower than where they are right now by the end of the year. And so if you can't find yourself a good home equity line of credit somewhere that makes any sense to you, just keep your eyes peeled on these mortgages. And they're not going to go up forever, and they're not going to stay down forever. They're going to keep moving. And we're here to share with you where those things are moving to.
Yeah, the first question I ask people is, did you do a cash out refinance before? And then 70% of the time, they go, yes, I did. Well, then when I tell them, no, you can't get a second lien, they hang up on me.
Really?
They just think that I'm the
everyone
devil.
Hangs up on you, Bubba.
Well, they think
don't just blame it on the cash outs.
they think I'm the devil because I tell them the truth, and they, you know, they can't handle the truth.
That's true sometimes.
Believe me. I go, listen, I don't make the rules. I'm just the messenger.
Yes.
Right. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Okay, Tress.
All right, next question. Home in the neighborhood like ours are now selling for mid $250,000 range. We bought a new build home in August of 21 for $177,000 with a USDA loan.
Nice.
3.25% rate. My credit now has gone down to 670. I make $73,000 now. She makes $35,000. Scores in the low 700s. Have $40,000 in credit card debt. Would like to find a way to pay off credit card debt.
Okay. $40,000 in credit card debt is quite a bit.
The other caveat on second liens is the credit scores have to be very good. You know, whereas they only have to be good when you do a cash out.
So here's the deal.
We've moved on from that.
Oh. This is the same story.
Oh, same. Yeah, that's
scores.
True.
This person, it was the 670 score, that's gonna damage them in getting a good rate on a cash out.
Yep.
Above 680, you can get cash out under 670. But just add on 1% onto your interest rate. If you go above 680, then you could take off 1% on the rate versus 670. I mean, that's where the line is for getting the best rates. So we get 740, you get the best rates, but you can still get a decent one at 680, 690, 720. But you get down below 680 on cash, which you can get cash. It's just going to cost you, which is fine. It's the cost of money.
And there's LTV restrictions under 680, pretty much.
Yeah,
you know, 75%.
So here's the other thing: their home might be worth 250 now. So the maximum they get out is 200K. They owe 177. And that's what they bought for the home. They bought the home in when did they buy it? In August, 21. So 177. So they don't have a lot of equity. They haven't paid it down much. You got a USDA loan, unless they put chunks of money down. So they might be able to get 20 grand out of this house to pay off some longer term debt. I would work on your credit score, and if your debts are going up, and if debts are going up, then it's hard to keep your credit score going up. You know, if the debts keep rising versus your credit limits, and so yeah, you can take a look at it and see. The other option is, you know, they might be able to. They just bought their house; they want to stay there, but they have some options. They can get a little cash out, but the question is, does it make sense refinancing 3.25 to a higher rate? And they're not going to get a home equity line of credit with a 670 score. No. You're going to need a 740 plus to get a good home equity line of credit. You're going to need the best credit score to get a line of credit. Otherwise, there's the cost of money. You could get some money out to pay off some of these debts. And we don't know. Here's the other thing. If you're thinking about getting cash out, get it now, because home values are starting to change. And what you think your home is worth might be not as much as you thought it was worth. In the coming months, what you thought was 500 might come in at 475 or 450. Okay, so I'm not saying that home values are going. I'm just saying that new home sales were increasing the appraised values of homes. New home sales, these people bidding $50,000 over asking price and such. And so when that slows down, people have to start dropping the value of their home a little bit to get them sold. The homes will still get sold, but the appraisals might come down a little bit. All right.
Well, that's it.
But that's all the questions.
I would like to say the people who are moving to Oklahoma, they are moving to Bixby, where our children live. Our daughter and son-in-law. Yes, they are.
That is southeast of Tulsa.
What's going on
south
with Bixby?
Is that west of Tulsa or like southeast of Tulsa?
It's just south of Tulsa.
Is it like a new growing
area? It's by Broken Arrow. And Broken Arrow
is north of Tulsa.
Is south of Tulsa. Broken Arrow is just south of Tulsa. They have some amazing... There's Broken Bow and there's Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
Broken Arrow is southeast of Tulsa. They have an amazing golf course there that we've been to many times.
We've played baseball
and Bixby
there.
Is right next to it. So it's a very fast growing. When you drive around, they have all these nice new highways. And they have all these new malls coming in and everything.
Right.
So anyway, good place to be. Growing area and some good life up there. So good luck into Oklahoma. Make sure you call us for your home loan. We'll be happy to help you out. We only have a minute left in the show, so we want you to call. want you to call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com this weekend. We are closing loans very quickly. We want to help you get them done in a couple weeks. You can get your loans closed fast right now. Mortgage companies are waiting. We're one of them. We want to help you get one of the best deals you're going to find in all the land. So call us today. Tress, we thank you for your help today. Good luck driving back to Palestine.
You already there?
Well, yeah, we have an apartment.
Oh, okay.
And then,
you already moved?
Nope, that's happening this week.
Okay.
Yes, if you hear four today, that might be a bubble hitting a golf ball into you. So that could be happening. So good luck out there. And just know mortgage rates are going to move up. They're going to move down. If it makes sense and if it is a benefit to you to get a mortgage with the cash out from TexasLending.com, call us today. We'll get it done quickly. When the rates move, you can always refinance that. And so for Tress Collins and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I am Kevin Miller. We appreciate you all listening, and we will see you all next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.